I'm not going to slow down. I've got this momentum. I want to keep going. I am joined right now by a jungle favorite. I love this guy. Two-time Super Bowl champ, a Super Bowl MVP, four straight Pro Bowls, 1,000 career receptions, a Dancing with the Stars champion, first-team All-SEC at Georgia, the pride of Forest Park High School in Forest Park, Georgia. He appears courtesy of Hyundai and their Shopper Assurance program. If you're watching on CBS Sports Network, you can see the bling. You could see the rings, and you see they belong to Hines Ward. Oh, man, Hines, what's up? How are you?
What's up, Jim, man? We go way back. People, I don't think you guys realize the history that we guys
Tell him, preach.
Guy's been, he's an OG, man. He's been in the game a long time. I've always admired him. He keeps it real with everybody, man. I appreciate the love, though.
Appreciate you, Hines. I appreciate it. You were always one of my favorite guys and still to talk to because you keep it real.
I do.
You're not looking to take anybody down. You've got no agenda.
No.
You just keep it real.
That's what the
people
want.
It's a lost art, man.
Yes, that's what the people want. You got to keep it real. I learned that from you.
You didn't trust me. You knew already.
No, but you call it a spade a spade, and I respect that. While I was playing, you call it, you saw it, and then you told it.
I miss watching you play, by the way. I want to get to your approach and style in a minute.
All right.
But you and I are talking about a Super Bowl involving the Patriots again. Oh. You've got two rings. I'm looking at them right now.
Yeah.
I see them. They're unbelievable. You know how hard it is to get one.
No question.
You know how hard it is to get a second one. Knowing all that, what do you think when you see Belichick and Brady and what they've done?
It's mind-boggling. It really is. I mean, I'm 42. I don't want no parts of football. Like, I don't want to play. What Tom Brady is doing is crazy. Listen, I called them a cheater. I said they did liar. I called them everything that I possibly could call them, and yet he still is in the Super Bowl. He still has chances to win Super Bowl. And if he wins this one, they tie the Steelers with six all time. So I'm rooting for the Rams, but I don't bet against Belichick and Brady. The guys have proven that they can get it done.
Hines Ward joining me on the set. Now, you're a Steelers legend, and you know what they're about.
Yes.
You know how they conduct themselves. You know how they carry themselves. And during the season, you said that you were, quote, embarrassed by all the drama surrounding that team. What were you seeing at that time that made you feel that way?
I felt like I was watching the old Cincinnati Bengals. Mm. TJ, Ocho, those guys. Very talented, but it was the antics that you were talking about. You weren't talking about what they were doing on the field. You were talking about what they were doing off the field. And I think, you know, I'm not going to give Antonio Brown a pass. I mean, you're a grown man. They pay you a lot of money. You got to grow up at some point and be like, listen, I got to be held accountable for my actions. I need to be there for my team. But at the same time, some of this stuff falls on Coach Tomlin. You allowed some of this stuff to go on. You know, think about Coach Belichick. He sat Malcolm Butler down in the biggest game of them all. A guy who just helped them win a Super Bowl a couple years before that. They don't play that. The culture of the Patriots is what the culture used to be like in Pittsburgh. You rarely ever heard about guys off the field. And especially, you know, when you talk about Ben Roethlisberger having a radio show every week and then calling out guys. We had one motto in Pittsburgh: keep my name out your mouth in the media. Keep my name out your mouth in the media. And you talk about the brotherhood. If we're brotherhood, come talk to me like a brother, a big brother. Hey, I need you to run through that route. Hey, I need you to do this. You don't have to put it out there to the media. I mean, you got that C on your jersey. You're a captain. Talk to lead the younger guys by not putting them out there in the media about what they should and shouldn't be doing. Come to them like a big brother. Hey, man, I got you. But on this play, I need you to do that.
That's the real. That's keeping it real right there.
Yeah.
There's so much good stuff in that. Like, this whole thing about Ben, you're right. He's got a radio program, and he's criticizing guys in the media. And when asked about that, Ben says, you know what? I've done this long enough. I think I've earned that right.
Wrong. You don't. I don't care. You earned the right you play, because we didn't chastise you when you played, when you were a rookie, messing up. You didn't see us throwing you under the bus. I mean, we're a family, and I think with Coach Tomlin, he allowed AB the Facebook Live going on and things like that. Well, nothing happened. You find him some money. He got plenty of money. That fine does nothing for him. But, you know, you got to set the tone. You know, the standard is the standard in Pittsburgh. We got a big sign, the standard and the standard. But the culture that exists in Pittsburgh now, that's not the standard of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Has that changed? Has Tomlin loosened the reins? Is it different than it used to be?
Yeah, when Tomlin first got there, he was militant. If your guys wore college shorts because of where they went, we still had our practice jersey. But if guys wore their, like I had Georgia shorts on, go in there and take them off. I want all of our team unified. Now, some players didn't like that. Because why? Because we won a Super Bowl before Tomlin got there, and that's what we used to do. Some of the vets kind of bumped heads with Tomlin, and guess what Tomlin did?
He got rid of them.
So now coming full circles and now seeing the things that go on, I just scratched my head. I'm like, what's going on?
He got rid of them, Hines, but now he says things like, hey, listen, man, as long as this guy makes plays on Sunday, I will overlook some
but
of these things.
But these are guys that play and won Super Bowl.
Right.
How do you get rid of guys who've been there, done that, and have won a Super Bowl because of college shorts that they weren't going to wear?
So
we didn't
do you
look
think,
uniform.
Is it irreconcilable, or can they all get on the same page?
No, it
or
is.
Or has that ship sailed already?
No, I think it can because you're a grown man. All these guys are 30 and above. You can sit down in the room and say, hey, Jim, I don't like when you did that. I don't like, I appreciate it. I didn't know how you felt that. I apologize. Let's go out there and win a championship. Let's go. Hug each other, move on. So there's still hope that I got. But when AB's not returning, Mr. Rooney's call. I got Mr. Rooney on speed dial. Anytime he calls, hello? Hey, Mr. Rooney. Hey, how you doing?
To this day.
To this day.
To this day.
You just don't push Mr. Rooney and send him to the voicemail. That's something you don't do. That's the one call that I think you might need to pick
so
up.
So you
if you're
almost
Antonio
never hear from him in public when Mr. Rooney sets out and says in public, you know what? This may not be something we can fix. How strong a statement is it from that guy?
That is strong statement because he's not one of those owners.
That.
No, he don't really get involved or come out. But when he says something, darn it, you better listen to it because he's a man of his words. And I just think it's embarrassing being that we're such a – we just beat the Patriots in the regular season. We're such a great team, and yet here we are not in the playoffs, and all we're doing is talking about the drama with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Now, I appreciate your thoughts on that. Hines Ward, my guest. Now, when discussing your candidacy for the Hall of Fame, Mike Tomlin said the numbers you put up are impressive, but, quote, ask the DBs and linebackers that he played against. Was his presence different than some of those other guys? Whether he was getting the ball or not, he impacted the game. People knew when they were playing Hines Ward. End quote. It's a really powerful statement. What's it mean to you to hear that?
I mean, that's the honest guy don't lie. That's what they say. Put it on tape, right? Listen, I don't know what the Hall of Fame criteria is. I really don't. I know I played on a predominantly run team blocking for Hall of Famer Jerome Bettis. I mean, tons of blocks, just going out there and watching a big guy run. So the attempts, I didn't have a lot of attempts in the passing game, and I played with 9 different quarterbacks over my career. So you statistically, my 1,000 catch to me compares to like 1,200 catches in other organizations. And also we played outside, but I don't know really what it is. But to me, the Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver, they made plays when it mattered the most. In the big games, they were the go-to guys. Lynn Swann, John Stallworth, they did all that when it mattered the most. Yes, their stats aren't up there with all the other guys, but when the big game was on the line, I like to put myself in that same category with those guys.
They made plays. You made plays. Lynn Swann was an unbelievable playmaker.
Unbelievable.
I mean, you look at that guy. He was not the fastest guy. He was not the biggest guy.
But
my man on the biggest stage made some unbelievable plays.
He showed up, right?
Yeah, but Hines, the game changes so much.
Yes.
I mean, since you retired,
yes.
What do you think when you watch the receivers of this era? Do they have that same physicality that you had, or maybe do they not need it because of the way the game is officiated
now?
Yeah,
the way the game is officiated now, you don't really need it. I mean, think about the safeties that I had to go up against. I mean, Rodney Harrison, guys that would take your head off. Ed Reed. I mean, I saw those guys constantly at least 2 or 3 times a year. The game has changed. I mean, the physicality of receivers going across the middle, I would go across the middle with my eyes closed now because I know you can't hit me. Or things were changed when I was playing. People gator arm that. You really didn't stretch out for that pass. But it is what it is. I mean, Mel Blount, when he was playing, you couldn't get off the line of scrimmage. So the game has evolved. Has it changed now?
Donnie Shell.
You can't even touch receivers now off the line of scrimmage. So clearly, it's an advantage to the offense. And as a defensive player, I feel sorry for defensive players because I don't know what to tell them. They can't tackle anybody. You can't really get all the head-to-head. You can't really touch anybody past 5 yards. I grew up, man, I had some beasts out there. James Hasty, all those guys that would beat you up all the way down the field. You had to get open going to Kansas City.
You were getting mugged.
Yeah.
You were getting mugged.
Literally.
It was illegal mugging.
Yes, literally. But it is what it is. Listen, it's out of my control. My mom always used to tell me, you only can control what you can control. Don't worry about all the it's up to debate if I'm a Hall of Famer or not. But I ain't gonna lie, it would be nice if you can get in there.
It'd be incredible.
It's like the cherry on top of the ice cream.
It would be the cap to an amazing career. Now, you're still very involved in the game. You're one of the executives with the Alliance of American Football. How did you get involved in the league?
Well, Bill Polian, you look at it and you talk about the credibility of the guys involved in the Alliance League from that's almost close to 500 years of NFL experience. But I think it's a necessity, not only for a developmental league that's complementary to the NFL, because guys just aren't given an opportunity to really showcase what they can do in training camp, because now they cut back. Now you can't even really get out there as a team until late June. Then you have 1 month, and then if you get injured, that first preseason game, you miss it. Now it's time to prepare for the season. So there's a lot of guys that get cut after training camp, and I think that's key. But you look at the old NFL Europe, how that used to be a league that used to develop. Look at Kurt Warner, all these guys. That's what our league can do right here in the States. But I think the fact that the credibility that we bring, I think that the trust that we're building with the players to help them understand, hey, this is the fastest way that you can play because you're running real NFL schemes, getting coached by real NFL guys. This is the best way to get evaluated by NFL scouts. And then also the great partnership that we have with CBS.
You
guys
go.
Have signed on. And then fans want more football. Think about it. Once the Super Bowl's over, everybody's like, oh, I can't wait to training camp.
Yeah, now, nobody's saying, you know what, man, I really need a break from football.
Yeah, people's like, hey.
Man, I'm really sick of football.
Exactly. They're going to go out. We're going to give you 10 more weeks.
Man, football's starting to suck, man. I really got to get away from football.
Exactly. So let's give the fans what they want, man. So I'm super proud to be at Alliance. February 9th, it's going down a week after Super Bowl. CBS, man, I can't wait. Super excited.
You nailed that for me. I don't even have to say it. February 9th on CBS, that's how you do it. Listen, really quickly before you go, you're working with Hyundai and their Shopper Insurance Program. That you have to handle.
Listen, Hyundai brought Ed Reed and I together. I hadn't talked
to
Ed. It went well. Right. Like we reminisce over our battles. He said, man, my neck still messed up. You hit me so hard. Ed hit me one time on my quad. I felt like I got a bruise for life right there. But for Hyundai to bring both of us together, man, that's what it's all about. But you got to check out Hyundai's YouTube page where you got Jason Bateman. Of course, all the commercials for the Super Bowl, man. Super hysterical. YouTube it, man. Super funny. I love the partnership with Hyundai.
Hines Ward.
Man, I'm getting better, man.
Dude,
I'm telling you.
Dude,
every year I'm impressing you,
Jim. You've already every year you impress me, but you just had yourself a day now. You had yourself a day, Hyndz Ward.
Listen, you bring
That's
out
how
the
you
best
do it.
In me. You bring out the best.
You should
in
take that.
Hey,
you should take that headphone off and just drop it like a mic, man. Good
I
job,
love you, man.
Dude.
I love you too.
I appreciate you, Hyndz. Always have, always will.
Always,
and I can't
time.
Wait till we do it again, man. Thank you so
anytime,
much.
Anytime, Jim.
That's Hyndz Ward. That was amazing. All right, we will take a short time out. My thanks to Hyndz. When we come back.